Morning, everyone. Can everyone hear me? Morning. Morning, church. This is Sterling, and I'm going to share a message to you all today. Let's start in prayer. Let's start in prayer. Father, we come to you in early morning. A new day, we just want to come to you and seek your face and want to learn, study your word, and may you quiet our hearts, open our mind, and open our hearts and speak to us, Lord, and may you be with us, and even lift myself to you, Lord, may you lift my mouth and tongue to preach your words and which is pleasing to you, Lord, and benefit to brother and sister. I pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Today I'm going to share the book of Genesis, verses chapter 22, verses 1 to 18. Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 18. I'm going to read it first, a little long. Sometime later, God tests Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering, or one of the mountains I will tell you about." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out of the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servant, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. He himself carried the fire and the knife as the two of them went on together. Isaac spoke up and said to his father, "Abraham, father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here," Isaac said. "But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angels of the Lord called out to him from heavens, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And so this day it is said, "On the mountain, the Lord, it will be provided." The angels of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the skies, as the sand on the seashore, your descendants will take possession of the cities of the enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. So I guess many of you probably heard this message or read this verse before, right? So it's obvious it's talk about obedience. So why did God ask Abraham to sacrifice his son, Isaac? Well, God tests his faith, right? Does he trust God? Does he obey God? You know, book of John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his son, only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But God is love, and he loves us. He loves everyone. And because we have sins, separate us from God. And God sent his son, Jesus, died at the cross for us, for our sin. This is unconditional love, undying love, selfish love, and self-sacrifice love. And God wants to see Abraham's heart, his heart, because he has the heart for God. So does he love God? Does he love God more or love his son Isaac more? It's, I guess to many parents or all parents, right, they all love their kids, right? Some may put their kids higher above our priority than others. But I think we should put God's first, love God first, as for the order. In Mark chapter 12, verses 30, I think many of you know this. All right, Mark 12, verse 30. "Love the Lord our God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandments greater than this." So number one is love God, right? This is so obvious, and that's what God says. Second is love your neighbor as yourself. So this is the order, and love your neighbors like others, like could be anyone, could be your family member, your parents, your kids, your friends, your coworkers, your boss, your classmate, your schoolmate, your dorm mates, your neighbors, people you like, people you don't like, or the opposite way. And that's what we ought to do, right? And that's the order. And in Ephesians chapter 6, let me read. "Servants, be obedient to them that are your master according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men deserve, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the hearts." And verse 7 says, "With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men." We serve ultimately is to God, right? And when we say we have faith, then we trust God. We trust God, then we obey God. And faith is an act of worship. Faith is an act of worship. And God rewards obedience. And it is through our obedience that we prove. In the book of John 14:23, it says, "Jesus replied, 'Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them.'" So it's so obvious, right? That's what Jesus said. Those who love me will obey my teaching. So what is obedience? How do we obey God? Is that when we say we trust God, we obey, and then we just listen in and that's it? Do we listen God's word from our left ear and then go from our right ear, and then after a while we forgot about it? Or we listen God's words carefully and take it seriously. We put it in our hearts. We put it in our hearts. So God is love. He loves us first, right? Then we receive God's love, and then we respond, and we love him back. And when we truly love God, then we will trust God and obey him naturally, right? We will do it naturally because we truly love God. We will do it. And a quote that I would like to share. The first one is from Richard J. Foster. He said, "If worship does not propel us into greater obedience, it has not been worship. To stand before the Holy One of eternity is to change." By Richard Foster. Well, to be simple, it means true worship leads us to obey God. True worship leads us to obey God. And in Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 1 says, "If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth." If you fully obey to the Lord your God. Back to Genesis, on verse 2, says, "Take your son, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." So God told Abraham ahead of time, but he didn't tell his son until the last moment or at the mountain. But actually, he didn't tell you, just do it. And verses 7 to 8 says, The son asked, "The fire and wood here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went together. And God will provide, right? As always. Sometimes maybe we don't know, and God already provides whatever we need in our daily lives. And God knows what is good for us, what is not. Sometimes he gives, sometimes he doesn't. In verse 9, 10, he bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. So if you imagine, if you are Abraham, how would you do it? How would you react to obey God to sacrifice your son? And so I believe many of us, we may think, is God crazy? Does it make any sense, or how impossible, or logical, or moral, or how cruel? But I believe God didn't test Abraham at the very beginning of his life stage. You know, he probably experiencing God many years after his faith grow a certain level and got tested. And yeah, his faith wasn't that strong at the early stage, but until at that time, God thinks maybe he's ready, he won't test him. And it is a difficult decision, but he just trusts God and obey him. Another quote I would like to share. I don't know how to say his name. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He says, "You are disobedient. You are trying to keep some part of your life under your own control. That is what is preventing you from listening to Christ and believing in his grace. You cannot hear Christ because you are willfully disobedient. Somewhere in your heart, you are refusing to listen to his call. Your difficulty is your sins." So perhaps we're all difficult in some sense. Sometimes we may refuse to listen to God. So on back to verse 12, it says, "Do not lay a hand on the boy. He said, don't do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. So God was just testing Abraham. God doesn't want him to kill his son. And on verse 13, 14, Abraham looked up, and there is a thicket. He saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." The Lord will provide. And to this day, it said, "On the mountains of the Lord, it will be provided." Again, so God will provide. God always provide. Even when we still worry, right? We are just learning to trust and obey God and leave those kind of things, the burdens, live up to God. On verse 15, the angels of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the skies and as the sand of the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." So God bless those who obey him. God bless those who obey him. Is that easy? Is that difficult? I think to different people, thoughts, but I believe it's not easy to obey God. And so to conclude, I would like to ask, do you obey God, or sometimes, or will you, or are you, as always, every day? And Abraham knew it was God's instruction, and he heard God's voice clearly, and he just trusted and obeyed. And last quote that I would like to share is from A.W. Tozer. He said, "You can see God from anywhere if your mind is set to love and obey him." You can see God from anywhere if your mind is set to love and obey him. It sounds simple but deep. So basically, if I may see God anywhere or everywhere, because if you really truly set to love and obey him, you see God anywhere. So let's, I hope what I share is benefit to brother sister. Let me pray, and then we have Marcus. Marcus will lead us to worship. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. Even though it's just a short period of time that we sing just one song, which is about share a message about 20 minutes, but it's good that we could enjoy the time with you, Lord, and to worship you to study your words. Pray that God, you may continue to lead us. May your Holy Spirit continue to lead us. And after worship, we go through the prayer items and pray that in Jesus' name. So it's Marcus. And let us worship.
That I am, all that I have, I lay them down before you, oh Lord. All my regrets, all my claims, the joy and the pain, I'm making them yours. that I am, all that I have, I lay them down before you, oh Lord. All my regrets, all my earthlings, the joy and the pain, I'm making them yours. Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life. Things in the past, things yet unseen, wishes and dreams that are yet to come true, all of my hopes, all of my plans, my heart and my hands are lifted to you. Lord, I offer my life, everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you, Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life. Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I do, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lift my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life.
Thank you, Marcus. Shall we go to the prayer items? First, it's for those who got cancer, those who are, some are even stage three, pray for them and pray for God's, pray for healing, protection, pray for God's grace. let's pray. And then, shall we go to the next page? Or, pray for those who got illness, different kind of illness. Perhaps many of them have not known Christ, so pray for their salvation. So, yeah, pray for healing, pray for God's grace on them, and perhaps through the time that they may experience in God or get to know God. Let's pray. The next infirmities, pray for those they have surgery or pain or different kinds of illness or different part of bodies of injuries or pain. Pray for them. Pray for God's healing and peace be with them. Next page, please. And we pray for those who got COVID. Pray that God may God have them to rest. Even though they quarantine, and perhaps they need some people help them, and may God send people around whatever they need when they quarantine time. And pray for the healing, and pray for the frontline medical staff. Doctor, nurse, or medical staff, that they pray for their health, pray for their whatever they do. Because they have to be very cautious and pray. Thank God that they have the bonus and courage to work those positions, which is not easy during this time. So pray for them and pray for the patient and clients as well. Next page, please. Pray for those who look for jobs. May God provide. God may open doors and close doors. In His time, God has time for everything. So pray for those who, even some people maybe not in this list, but they're looking for jobs. Yeah. May God provide in His time. And those waiting, trust the Lord. Pray for the mission focus, Cambodia, Oasis House, Pastor Jenny, Pastor Jenny. Pray for North Korea, may God open doors for ministry, for missional opportunities, partnership in Asia. Pray for persecuted of churches in the Middle East. Let's pray for all these. Pray for the SQ weekend gathering. Pray for the Sunday service. Even though now tomorrow will be online. Pray for the WOW SP Kids worship, hospitality, SP youth, spin, smell, service and activities. Pray for the classes, the outreaches. Pray for all the meetings. And may God bless them and we all learn and grow. Have a good time. Pray for the pregnancy among Day Young and even in China and some others. May God bless them and safe, and pray for the babies as well. Pray for the health. Okay, all right. So that's it, and we'll see you tomorrow, even though it's online service. And if not, then see you next week, EMP. Bye. Thank you. Have a good one.